We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, courtesy of Radio.com Sports, as well as Indeed, as always, our Radio.com Sports Insiders, brought to you by Indeed. Post for a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Bob Nightingale joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Bob, appreciate you joining us here today. I know it's a busy time of year, the busiest probably of all for an MLB insider like yourself.
Yeah, kind of a busy time. Right now, kind of feel like you're spinning your wheels because not much is happening. I mean, right now, this is when the dullest trade period is. Yeah, I can remember.
It does.
Yeah, what happens in the next 24 hours.
It does feel like we're all waiting for one big move, and I thought we kind of got it over the weekend with Marcus Stroman and thought that maybe it would break a dam loose or something, but it appears that all of these new school general managers are going to want to wait seemingly to the last couple of hours here before the 3 o'clock deadline tomorrow here Central.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's hanging on to their top prospects. It's like GMs are afraid to make those moves, and the clubs have a high price on these guys. And, hey, they're proven veterans. They can make it their difference maker, or some are difference makers, and we're not going to unload them unless we really get what we want.
Bob, yesterday you tweeted out, and we saw it, about, you know, they may have to include a Moustakas or a Grandal in a deal to maybe get one of these frontline pitchers. What kind of market does a Moustakas or a Grandal have because they're on expiring deals?
Yeah, not much, because of what you said, because they are expiring deals. You know, there's not a whole lot of teams that are looking for Moustakas type. Grandal would have more interest. But you're right, it's because they're free agents at the end of the year. And they both make, decent money. It's not like, those two guys by themselves, would bring a ton back in return.
So for the Milwaukee Brewers, what is most likely to happen here in the next 24 hours or so?
I mean, they got to get another starter. You know, what they could do is go the cheap route again and grab a Mike Leake from Seattle, have Seattle pay most of the salary. And you get him this year and I think next year as well, something like that. I don't think they have enough in the farm system to get a Robbie Ray or a Zach Wheeler, certainly not a Syndergaard. So I don't see him getting one of, the big-time names, but more of a smaller type starter.
A lot of people are talking about Zach Greinke. His name has been banded around a little bit for the Milwaukee Brewers coming back here and maybe trying to get the Diamondbacks to pay some of his salary. Do you think that could be a possibility?
I just think it's so remote just because of how much he's making. And the Brewers even bothered to keep Wade Miley, and all he made was, $4.5 million with the Astros. Here's a guy making $34 million a year. Yeah, the Diamondbacks have paid down part of that. But, I still would have to have a team pay at least 25 a year. I just don't see the Brewers doing that.
Talking with our Radio.com Sports MLB insider, Bob Nightingale, here on the Wendy's Big Show. Bob, when you also look at the reliever market, there are a few different all-star caliber relievers that will be on this market, presumably before the deadline hits tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a ton of those guys out there. You could go to the Diamondbacks and get a Chacin or Andrew Chafin or an Archie Bradley. San Francisco has so many relievers. I think they'd be willing to trade a Will Smith. The price would be high, but because they have so many relievers. But if you don't get Will Smith, you get a Sam Dyson or Tony Watson from the Giants. So the relievers are going to be out there. A lot easier to get than the starters.
Bob, have you seen more teams, based on your experience and based on what you're hearing, have you been seeing more teams leaning for wanting prospects back, or do they want expiring contracts, or do they just want players who they can flip maybe in another year? For the most part, most teams want to kind of rebuild and want your top two or three prospects. That's what's pretty much holding up most of these trades.
I think it's the prospects. I think just GMs are timid. You know, nobody wants to do what the White Sox did a few years ago, you know, when they let Tatis go in their trade. And they, you know, not Tatis is an all-star and one of the best young players in baseball. And so every GM, not every GM, but, you know, a good 25, 26, and 30 GMs are just afraid to trade prospects, but, you know, them coming back to haunt them. So I think that's why it's been so slow. In the, you know, back in the day, you know, hey, people unload prospects. The Giants did that. They won 3 World Series in 5 years. So at some point, if you really want a prize guy, you got to let that, you know, prospect go. Because, you know, how many of these guys, you know, actually turn out? You know, I remember when the Brewers got Brett Phillips and people talked about him being an all-star outfielder. Well, he's been traded, you know, twice more since then, and it, you know, has never turned out.
Let's talk about where the Dodgers are, Bob Nightingale, and how much of a gap do you think there is between the Dodgers and the rest of the NL? Because I think it's just the Dodgers in the NL, kind of like it was the Red Sox in the AL last year. I just think it's hard for me to believe that anybody, maybe the Braves, maybe could you know, pull a shock here. I just don't see how anybody beats them in the postseason. That's kind of where I'm at as far as not wanting the Brewers to mortgage the future necessarily to go all in at this deadline.
No, I'm with you. I mean, I think it's, you know, Dodgers are clear-cut favorites to win the pennant once again. The only team I think that could give them trouble is the Washington Nationals. You know, they still got to get in the playoffs. But with the Nationals, when you can throw Scherzer and Strasburg and Patrick Corbin at you, they got a chance. But I think they're the only team that has a realistic chance. I don't want to dismiss the Atlanta Braves. But, yeah, it'd be a major upset to see the Dodgers, you know, not win the pennant again.
Talking with our Radio.com Sports MLB insider Bob Nightingale on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Bob, also, when you look at the NL Central, for the first half of the season, it was the tightest race in all of baseball, and now the cream has kind of risen to the top in the Cubs, Cardinals, and Brewers. Who right now, if you're going to handicap it for the last 2 months, is the best team on paper, the best chance to win the NL Central, but also to be able to make a little bit of a dent in that playoff race when you talked about the Braves and Dodgers, respectively?
Well, I think the Cubs are. You know, they I think they clearly have the most talent, unlike the Cardinals and the Brewers. I think the Cubs have underachieved, whereas all the Brewers' injuries and not having that starting pitching, you know, begin with, the guys regressing. They probably played up to expectations there. Same with St. Louis Cardinals and all their injuries as well. But the Cubs are a team. You keep waiting for them to take off. They haven't. You know, maybe that time doesn't come, but they certainly have the most talent to run away and hide.
When you talk about the St. Louis Cardinals and where they're at right now, how far away do you think they are as far as, you know, a player, two players away from saying, okay, this team now legitimately is the favorite to win this division?
I think they're a starter away. I think they need one more starter. They can't find that guy. You know, it's not Michael Wacha, not, you know, Ponce de Leon. Someone needs to step in there. And they got farm system, and, you know, they got all the money in the world, and they're sitting on more money than, you know, the Cubs and Brewers are. So, you know, I they should be aggressive. They usually aren't. But I think if they are and getting a starter, you know, they got a chance to do some damage here.
Bob, do you see either Grandal or Mike Moustakas, when you look at heading into free agency this year, being kind of the casualties that we saw this year with Keuchel and Kimbrel, and being those high-priced free agents that might be on 1 to 2 year deals, being held up primarily because of the compensation A pick that they would require in return?
You know, I don't, because, you know, you can't give those guys comp picks now. So the Brewers can't give a draft pick on either guy because they already went through it once. So they won't be restricted whatsoever. That being said, you know, I don't see them making the big-time money. I don't think Grandal's stock has risen. I think it's actually regressed a little bit since he's been with the Brewers. Moustakas is very solid, and his value probably went up a little bit, the fact he can play second base too. So, you know, he may get a decent contract, but I wonder about Grandal.
Bob, do the Mets trade Noah Syndergaard before tomorrow's deadline at 3 o'clock?
I think they hold on to him. I think they kind of corner the market here, and they think, you know what, it was a joke getting Stroman as cheaply as they did. you know, all it cost them was their fourth and sixth best prospects. They have one of the worst farm systems in baseball. And I think they're saying, hey, to move Syndergaard, you better give us your best guys and some major leaguers as well. If not, we'll just hold on to him during the winter. So I think it could be more of a winter trade.
He's one of the best in the business and has been for a long time. Bob Nightingale will be following along all day long tomorrow. B Nightingale on Twitter. Appreciate the time, Bob. And go get some sleep tomorrow after 3 o'clock.
Yeah, right. It's the deal. Thank you, guys.
That's Bob Nightingale, our Radio.com Sports Insider, MLB Insider, brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today, Indeed.com/hire. Bob Nightingale joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.